The next series of questions in this interview with Pastor E.V. Hill was concerning the Baptist Builders discretionary account that a lot of the money was taken from. I questioned him about that, and this is his answer.
Discretionary account. He did not have board authority to open that.
And so my question is, did Dr. Lyons need authorization from the board to open such an account, and how does this work if he didn't have it? I mean, how did the guy be able to get in there if he didn't have the permission? And what does that say about integrity here? If he didn't have the board's permission to do it, and he did it, and nobody's there to slap his hand,
did he need any authority?
I mean, he didn't need the authority. What kind of an organization holds water anywhere that runs itself like that?
National Baptist Convention.
You're serious when you make that statement?
Yes, yes.
And that's
we had no written law.
How long has the national, if I may ask?
117 years.
Wait, Jesus, in 117 years, Pastor Hill, no written anything? Well, how?
Oh, no, wait a minute, I didn't say that.
Well, what did you say?
I said, you see, when you say no written anything, you sound like St. Petersburg Press. Of course we have a constitution. Of course we have our rules and bylaws. Of course we're governed.
How do
you
enforce them?
But,
I mean, that's...
Wait a minute. Let me finish, though. But that was one particular area that was not included. We have always, as it were, trusted our president of our National Baptist Convention.
It's not a fact that if you wave a carrot in front of a man and he has that kind of stuff in his gut, that he will inevitably chew on that carrot.
Not necessarily so. I don't think you would.
I would if I was hungry enough.
Well, I still don't think you would. I think you would have sought board approval.
Pastor Hill, I mean, I appreciate what you're saying about me, but I'm saying that you have men such as the allegations have proven that this man was not like that. And that brings me to a question, I guess, that's a little before the mark.
Well, and not only that, but the statement that you just read was not the St. Petersburg Press. That was my report as the Ethics Committee. Did Dr. Lyons did not seek board approval? That was one of our findings, and we stated it.
Well, he didn't need board approval.
I need to take it a little step further. The past presidents had the same gold card, right?
Authority, yes.
Okay, they had the same authority. And you've never had a problem in the past with presidents doing things like this?
We don't know.
Lord, come on, Pastor.
We don't know.
Alfred. Thank you. Thank you for calling. What's your question?
I had a talk with my pastor during the course of all this stuff going on, and he had told me that he was at the convention, and that once he had listened to all the speeches that were going on with the convention, they had an initial speech by Reverend Lyons, who then said that it was out of order for them to actually even take a vote up as to whether or not to put him out or not. Then they went down, they had a bunch of people made some speeches. Then Pastor Hill got up and made a speech. And then apparently on Pastor Hill's speech, whether pro or con, apparently things kind of turned around for Reverend Lyons. Then Reverend Lyons came up and then said that, yes, okay, we are now back in order. We can now go ahead and then take the vote. If you guys vote me in, fine. If you vote me out, fine. And I wanted to find out if Pastor Hill was truly for Reverend Lyons. Do you support what he's done or not done? Or better yet, do you support Pastor Reverend Lyons?
Thank you, and we'll take that call off there. Thanks a lot, Al.
All right.
Pastor Hill, would you like to answer that, please?
Yes, I do support President Lyons.
Why?
Number one, he asked for forgiveness, and we did.
We want to carry that a little further, too.
May I carry it a little further?
If he had stolen money personally from you, even led to that, would you have still forgiven him that quickly?
Okay, wait a minute, hold on.
I mean, this is a very interesting statement that you're doing. I mean, if one of these brothers came in and stole something from me, I would love him, but I sure would want to punch him out for what they did.
Well, I've had a man to steal $18,000 from me, and I didn't punch him out, nor did I replace
him.
Well,
that's because probably you had enough money to tide you over.
No, I didn't.
It was my last
$15,000. No, I didn't.
We'd be battling now.
No, well, I wouldn't. But you see, but you won't let me answer questions. Number one, he did not steal.
The allegations.
Well, I'm saying, but a paper cannot write sheet after sheet allegation, and we accept it. They told us we were not humans for years.
Listen.
And those were allegations which were not true.
Pastor Hill, we are not here to judge the press. We are only here
But I'm saying that's what you're quoting. You're quoting the allegations from the press. I'm here, chairman of the ethics committee, and you won't let me say a paragraph.
Brother Al.
Why didn't you tell me this would be a crucifixion of lies? And I wouldn't even come to your program.
I told you that.
You told me that I could come and speak freely
and
as chairman of the committee, and that's what I'm here to do.
And I also said
there was
Pastor
no
Hill.
Stealing of the money.
Pastor Hill, we did not allude to that. We also
you
told
just
you
got through saying it.
Coming here. I
you
said,
just got through saying it.
I did not.
All right, play the record back. You just got through saying that he stole the money.
Saying,
I think you said the allegation.
But I'm saying, quote the allegations, but I'm saying... I'm not willing to accept the allegations. I'm here. I can give you what he did.
And
if that's what you want to hear,
Pastor Hill,
I can give you what he did.
We are merely saying that.
I'm the one who pointed out in my committee the wrong that he did.
You are very aware, Pastor Hill, that when it comes to a howling match, you're going to win because you've been.
I'm not howling. I'm just simply saying that somewhere I ought to have something to say.
Well, you have been speaking. You have been speaking, but I think that the community. Want some clarity on the issue.
I'll give them some clarity. I can do it in 2 minutes flat time and I won't say nothing else.
No, we do want you to speak.
My mouth,
right.
Let me say it. I'm the one who held three meetings of the Ethics Committee. I can tell you what happened.
And when we come back from taking a break, we want the rest of you folk, thank you, continue to call. We're going to take some calls. We will allow you to speak with Pastor Hill as we continue in a very softer tone.